Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to Louisville this morning. Jim Ryan is there. Louisville, Kentucky, under curfew for a second night. How did it go, Jim?
Well, it went okay. You know, we did not have the kind of violence from the previous night, Susan. No police officers were shot. Nobody was injured, as far as anybody knows. But two dozen people were taken into custody, mostly for disobeying the curfew or refusing to disperse, but a few for some felonies related to property damage. And among those taken into custody for those felonies is State Representative Attica Scott. She is among those accused of breaking some windows. Someone actually broke a window of a library in downtown Louisville and tossed a lit flare into the building. It was extinguished fairly quickly, but there was some damage from that. And she is in custody, along with others, or at least is being charged, along with about two dozen other people in connection with incidents last night. But as far as the safety and the peace of the city here, things are normal now. It finally did disperse overnight and everybody went home.
Jim, you were down there when the curfew took place, and I think that was maybe the most eerie sound of last night, was hearing that over the loudspeakers saying that a curfew is in place, please disperse. Can you describe that scene and just how strange it was to be in that situation where something like that is being broadcast to the entire city?
It is unusual, you know, and people think of wandering around their own towns, their own hometown or where they live anytime, day or night. And you're right. When you hear that, you watch the clock strike nine, and then a voice comes over a loudspeaker and says, it's time to go home. This is the Louisville Metro Police Department, and the curfew is in effect. So if you don't leave, it's an arrestable offense, and you will be arrested if you're out on the street. So I think you're right, Brian. It's a little unusual to hear that living in a country where we consider ourselves pretty free to move around whenever we want.
What's the end game, Jim? Is this expected to continue indefinitely?
Well, I suspect that the protests will. They've been going for 100 days or so since the shooting of Breonna Taylor, and I don't think the people who are a part of these protests, whether they're organized or spontaneous, have any intention of stopping, especially given the grand jury action the other day, or what a lot of people here say is inaction on the Breonna Taylor case.
What are you expecting going forward into the weekend?
The curfew will remain in effect. Initially, it was supposed to end on Saturday, and that after Sunday, everything would go back to normal. But now the mayor has decided the curfew will be extended right through the weekend. So we can probably expect more of the same arrests related to curfew violations. And the police are hoping not to any more property damage or violence, though, Brian.
Jim, thanks for the update. Jim Ryan joining us live from Louisville, Kentucky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.